Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, we are mixed today. We're barely higher on the soybean market. They'd be a lot higher if soybean oil wasn't crashing for the second day in a row. We're sharply lower on soybean oil and canola with the announcement that the USDA would waive the 19% tariffs on Indonesian palm oil, which can come in and compete alongside of used cooking oil for making green diesel. And so that has bean oil down $1.60 a hundredweight at $53.27, but soybean meal is alternating against that, up $3.20 a ton on the December contract, $2.94.10. So with that, we get a bean market just slightly higher in the session. November beans up a penny and a quarter at $10.49. January gaining three quarters of a cent, $10.68.5. Now the corn market on retreat again after hitting a recovery high of 416.5 yesterday, prompting some selling interest as some chart resistance was challenged. We are today down 2.75 cents on the December contract, 409.5. Low today, 408.5. Keep in mind the old lows was 407.5. Then we had resistance at 407, 408. Then we got back above it again. So in theory, prior resistance should be new support for a while. So we're holding that. Maybe we can bounce, but we are 409.5. The March down 3.5, 426.75. The wheat trade continues to see Chicago wheat advancing over Kansas City wheat and spring wheat on the hard wheats against those as the spread improves there. As always, whisper rumors of maybe China interested in buying some wheat. We have a Chinese big dog coming to town this week. He's in Canada right now, and he comes this week, probably meeting with Lighthizer and our Treasury Secretary, trying to get something going where President Trump and President Xi probably can meet in October here, get things rolling along. Maybe we'll get some conciliatory purchases from China. We don't know that. But wheat, though, for Chicago, December up 3.25 at 533. While Kansas, December is off 0.75 cents, 520. Minneapolis, December wheat, down 0.25 cents, 592.25. While we're also off 0.25 on the March Minneapolis, 610.75 cents. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Up, up, and away we go for the cattle market. Yesterday, we had that big doozy of a down opening. If you get our newsletter and our morning text, which you can get for free at heartlandinvest.com if you want to try it out for a month, we were telling everybody yesterday morning, sharply lower, a rock and roll market. But the news from the Central American woman who traveled to Maryland who had the infection of the New World screwworm was being treated, taken care of. It was reported to the U.S. Health and Human Services, but it was not going to in any way threaten the herd. It's not like you can walk out there and pat a cow just because you're infected with it. Flies have to infect the animals. So anyway, we ran that cattle market down hard yesterday morning, recovered, closed near the highs of the session, and now we are on our way to new contract highs as far as the eyes can see. Box beef exploding $6.48 on the choice, $414.97. Select up $6.84 at $392.22. This means the packers can pay this week. They are making money on the cattle. Consumer has not balked yet. So up we go. August cattle in delivery up $2.17, $242.40. That implies we had some offers in Texas at $243 that might get traded. The August cattle up $1.22, $238.07. December climbing $1.60 to $239.65. Over in the feeder cattle, August cash index for feeder cattle jumping $1.34 to $360.70. No, $359.26, while the 1 day is at $360.70 and 5,202 head. That continues to support this feeder cattle runaway. August at $363.07, up $2.25. September gaining $3.27 to $365.17. October feeders picking up $3.30, $364.05. That January feeder up $3.42 at $355.92. Even hogs getting caught up in the excitement today. Pork market is showing a better cash trade, up $1.67 on October hogs, $93.07. December up $1.12, $85.87. Gold jumping today as President Trump announces he's going to fire the one Federal Reserve member accused of a mortgage fraud. That puts the gold market up $13.40 to $3,431, while silver relaxes 11 cents to $38.58. Bitcoin losing $1,200. We're at $109,620. And the crude oil market, up she goes one day, down the next. The give up today is $1.46 on October crude oil. We're at $63.34. The gasoline October off 3.5 cents a gallon, $1.95.69. Diesel fuel off 6 cents a gallon, $2.28.25. If you have any questions about trading commodity futures and or options, along with livestock risk protection insurance, we do it all, a one-stop shop to help explain all your variables for your needs. HeartlandInvest.com, phone numbers are there, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.